Okay, our topic for this morning is Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mucheres, and Ribbis She'ena Ketsutza, and you'll see what that means and why this is relevant to Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mucheres, hopefully in short order or in long order, one way or the other. I may end up needing to record the end of this and send out the link for it. It may just need more than an hour, but such is life. We've touched on these topics in lesser and greater depth in the course of our Ribbis studies, but we've never actually devoted a shiur to them and to really systematically understand what their halachos are. Frankly, I could have used a couple of extra days to get theory down, but there's Rosh Hashanah, so that I didn't do as much as I wanted to. Okay, so we start off with the definition of Ribbis Mukdemes and Ribbis Mucheres, and you have to start obviously with the Mishnah, which I gave you at the start of the sheet, which is found at the top of Ayin Hayon Beis, if you were looking at it in a Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Yesh Ribbis Mukdemes V'Yesh Ribbis Mucheres. Rabbi Gamliel says there is such a thing as Ribbis Mukdemes, meaning early Ribbis, and Ribbis Mucheres, meaning late Ribbis. Ketzad, what's your case? Nasan Ein of Lovos Himenu. Guy decides, I want to get a loan from Rabbi Yeris. V'Yem Shaleach Lo, and he sends something to him. V'Omer B'Shvil Shet Helveni, and he says, I am sending you this gift so that you will lend me money. Zohi Ribbis Mukdemes. That's early Ribbis, because I am giving him, in the end, more than he lent to me. Let's say, instead, I borrowed money from him, and he gave me back the money. I borrowed money from him. I paid him back. And then I sent him a gift. And I said, this is for your money, which sat with me. Zohi Ribbis Mucheres, that is delayed Ribbis, late Ribbis. Now, there's a lot you can say about the structure of these cases, and that's what we're going to have to discuss. First of all, Ribbis Mukdemes. We talk about the phenomenon of early Ribbis. So, early Ribbis, based on the language of our Mishnah, seems to be payment to a prospective creditor before any loan exists, contingent on him extending a loan in the future. That's a simple explanation of Ribbis Mukdemes. Interesting note, when exactly do you violate the Isser? What if I send him a gift, I send Rabbi Yeres a gift, and I say, this is so that you will send me so that you will lend me later. And then he never does. I didn't need it, or I asked and he said no. Did I violate an Isser? So the Maharas Hasson in the Taras Emes says the Isser is violated when the payment is made regardless of what happens going forward. If you take a look at source base, he had originally written that it's not true, that you're only in violation once the loan is extended. And then he goes back and says, no, it's not true. He had originally written that Ribbis Mukdemes is only at the time when the loan is actually extended. He says, it's not true. You remember the discussion about lending food, right, or lending commodities. We said, you're not allowed to borrow, even though nothing's been violated at that stage, right? The concern that we had when it came to loans of commodities was that in the end, when it comes time to pay back, the commodity may be worth more. At the time of the loan, nothing's been done wrong, nothing's been stipulated wrong. Nonetheless, nirashu asur b'shas ha-halva'a, it's the time of the loan that it's already a problem. And gam my damrin and shasur li-yisrael li-yos arev l'goy ba'ad yisrael chaveru b'ribis niragam kin shesiru ba'osa shah. Ditto when you talk about being a guarantor for a loan in which a Jew is borrowing money from a non-Jew for ribis, and the concern that he may come back to the arev, come back to the guarantor, and we say you're in violation from the beginning, even though he may never come back to the guarantor. So too here, it's actually from the time that the loan is extended, the time that the gift is sent. So the Bris Yehuda has a very interesting Ha'ara. It's in the back of the book. It's in the Miluim to Ha'ara Ches in Perek Hey. He says, so what if you have a service charge you pay to a bank in order to maintain a line of credit? You may never actually use the line of credit. You may never take out a loan. Nonetheless, assuming that banks are problems in the first place and so on, all the discussion about corporations being in a black box somewhere. But if indeed there is such a problem with banks, then it would seem that the service charge would be a Ribbis Mukdemes problem. It's a very interesting horror from the Bris Yehuda. Mazel tov, Jerry. So that's number one. The issue is violated, it seems, from the beginning. So Second question within Ribbis Mukdemes, does that mean that I can't extend loans to people who do me favors? Right? Somebody did me a favor, now I can't, he held the door for me, now I can't extend a loan to him because the favor is turns out to be Ribbis Mukdemes? The Rabbi says, of course not. The Rabbi, which I brought you in Source Gimel, this is one of those irritating things where you go hunting for something because it's written wrong. In the Bris Yehuda, it was Chelek Gimel, Chelek Dalet. He says, Ve'apa gav shebishvil tova sha'asa imo re'uven shenasa lo shaliach upasakim ha'akum beyoker mamtin shimon ha'ma'osav. It's making a long story short. What the Radvaz is talking about is indeed where somebody did a favor for somebody else, and then afterwards the guy wants to extend him a loan. Ein bazech shash ribis. That's not a ribis issue. Shekol halvas chein kachem, because that's the way friendly loans work. Halvas chein is a friendly loan. Malve lo ma'osav bishvil sha'asa imo tova, ways a nachas ruach. Right? You have a relationship with the guy. You like the guy, and therefore you extend him a loan. He says there's no issue here of ribis, so much so that the Bris Yehuda in Perek Hei Ha'arates says you're even allowed to mention the gift when extending the loan. So in other words, if Jeffrey did me a favor at some point and now I want to lend him money, so I'm allowed to say, you know, you were so good to me, of course I'll lend it to you. That's fine. The only thing I can't do is, or Jeffrey really can't do, is he can't mention the loan to me when he's giving the gift. That you can't do. You can mention the gift when giving the loan. You can't mention the loan when giving the gift. That's the principle. But that's
the original intent was for that.
Even though we're going to talk about intent a little bit later. Oh. We have to get to intent.
The Mishnah didn't say.
The Mishnah is at the other end. The Mishnah is when the loan is.
The Mishnah is that the lender says, I'm giving you this gift so that you will lend me.
No.
That's not the lender.
The other way around. The borrower, right. And that's the problem. That's
the problem.
Correct.
The lender
can mention whatever he likes.
Sure, because you gave me the gift.
Correct. Exactly. So that's just two notes on Ribbis Mukdemes that I found interesting. The Isser is violated at the time that the gift is given, and that the issue is that the prospective borrower can't mention the loan at the time that he gives the gift. Yeah?
Why is not the same like in
what do you mean?
If you want to charge, it's like about that is so now. Even though like in the fact that he didn't charge.
Vivrit,
and
it'll
but now Amamush must be sure what's it. If you tell me she shit, as it will be that is so now, then what should be follow the better.
אז בהונאה, אם אתה כבר טוען ממנו יותר משישית, כן,
והוא לא... בפועל לא קיבלתי את זה.
נכון.
עברתי...
גרמתי... נכון. נכון. וכאן?
כאן אנחנו
רואים
שיש דעה שאומרת לא.
לא, אנחנו אומרים לא. אנחנו אומרים שהוא עובר על האיסור כבר משעה שנותן את ה...
למרות שאפילו אם בסוף לא...
למרות שאין אבל... נכון. Bidiyuk. That's makbil. Yaron's point is that in Ona we said that if I go to a prospective purchaser and he asks what the price is and I tell him a price that is more than 1/6 over, I have already violated Ona even if he doesn't buy it from me. That's which would be parallel to the idea in Ribbis Mukdemes. Also, I'm without commenting on the Ona case because honestly I don't remember Ona as well as I should. But I can tell you regarding Ribbis Mukdemes because I did that last night at midnight. Okay. Ribbis Mucheres. So Ribbis Mucheres is the opposite end, right? A payment to a creditor in addition to repayment of the loan and paid afterward, that we think at any rate, but not stipulated at the time of the loan. It was not kitsutza. There was no condition that you're going to do this at the time of the loan. So, three circumstance questions. First of all, what if you were kotzeitz at the time of the loan, but the kitsutza was that you're going to add more after the loan is repaid? That was your kitsutza. The kitsutza was, in other words, I borrow money from Yaron, I borrow $1,000 from him, and I say, I'm going to pay you back $1,000 by the 1st of Tishrei, and I'm going to pay you back $200 a few weeks later, 4 weeks later, whatever it is. So logically, that should be Ribbis Kitsutza. even though it's being paid back later, that doesn't make it Mehucheres. It's still Ribbis Kitsutsa. There is, though, this unique view in Hagos Ashri, in Source Dalet, on Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mehucheres, in the Rush. He says, Higon Shepasak Imo Lases Kodem Halva'aso Ribbis L'Chayavam Imanu. He says, what is Ribbis Mukdemes? Will you make a deal before to give him money before the loan? Right? They based on the loan you're going to receive. And then on Ribbis Mucharis, he says, Shiv Tiach Lases Lo Kach Vekach Achareshi Yifra'enu Chovo. You promised to give him such and such an amount after repayment of the debt. But I promised from the beginning. And he says, that's Ribbis Mucharis. It's a bizarre thing. So the Machane Ephraim in Yudchet, Ribbis Yudchet, I actually didn't end up bringing it on the sheet, says that that's not really what the Ashri thinks. He's talking about where there's no binding commitment. It's simply that if I say to Jerry, when Jerry extends me the loan, I plan on giving you 1,200. I plan on giving you 1,000, and then I'm going to give you another 200 later on. That's what he means as Ribbis Milcheres. That's the Machane Ephraim's way to read it. The Nesiva Shalom disagrees in his Mavo to Ribbis, Ayin Vav. He says, no, the Agos Ashri means exactly what he said. Because look at his language. When he talked about the Ribbis Mukdemes, he said, Pasak Imo. Pasak, you were posing. You set it up. That's a binding commitment. He says, yeah, the Agos Ashri thinks this, but nobody agrees with him. The Bris Yehuda actually has a Drisha and a Shach who seem to agree with what the Ashri is saying. There's a Drisha in Kuf Samach Zayin, and it's brought in the Shach in Kuf Samach Zayin Beis regarding a Tarsha case involving Schar Tircha. I didn't want to go into it because it would just take us too far afield. But you do have a basis for this. The idea that even if your Kotzei is from the start, if it's going to be paid later, it's still Ribbis Mucheres. Oddly enough. It certainly doesn't sound right. It sounds like that's Ribbis Kitsutsa. All you've done is invent two dates for payment. Right? There's a date for the main and there's a date for the interest.
Is Ribbis Mukdemes from Milcheres the Rabbanan?
Yes. Not only is the Rabbanan, but it's much more kal. We didn't get to it yet, but we're going to.
That's the big nafkamina, the one that is Kitsutsa.
Yes. I mean, the big nafkamina will be that with Ribbis in general, we say if it's paid, I'm going to get to this in a bit, but but in the event that it is paid, it has to be refunded. With Avak Ribbis, we said that you don't technically have to give it back, but let's say Sidei Shemayim, you're supposed to. With Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mucheres, the Rama says you don't have to give it back at all, not even let's say Sidei Shemayim. So that's that will be one major nafkamina for this. Okay. Second circumstance question. What if there was no Kitsitsa, but extra payment was given during the period before the loan was repaid? This is the question that Adam and I discussed back when we talked about Tzadecha Beribis. Without going into the Tzadecha Beribis, but the question that we asked was this. Let's say I take out a loan from Yaakov, right? And the loan is a loan of $1,000, and I'm going to repay the loan on July 1st. On March 1st, I give him $200. And I say, this is not a repayment of the debt. I'm giving you $200. And then July 1st, I give you $1,000. So is that Ribbis Mi'ucheres? It's not Mi'uchar. It was during the period of the loan, right? It's clearly not Katzutz, right? It wasn't fixed. It wasn't part of this. My assumption would have been this is generic about Ribbis. Yeah.
What does he say? Does he say this is a gift? What does he say when he gives this?
Right. So I'm trying, but not entirely succeeding to avoid the word gift. Because that's going to be a loaded word.
So then what is it?
So I'm going to tell you right now that it's Ribbis. I say to you, here is, I used your money, you didn't have it, I'm so grateful to be able to hold your money that I'm giving you this to.
Did he say that?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. I'm not using the magic word gift until later, because we have to define gift better. But but what I said to you makes it seem like, no, this is Ribbis. This is, it's just something we never agreed on in the first place. But yes, this is a payment for Agar Natarle. Because you waited to get your money back from me, therefore I'm giving you this money.
Even though I didn't ask for it.
Correct. You did not ask for it. We were never codes. It. Nothing. So the tour asks this question. The tour in Kuf Samach Vav in Source Hay. In Kvar Hiviach Lo Zman, you already extended the time of my loan. It was supposed to be one date. You gave me a new date. Uba Besoch Hazman, and I, the borrower, come during the period of the loan. Amar, and I say, Dor Bachat Seiri, Bishvil Masecha Shein Betelos Etzli, you can live in my yard, because after all, you're letting me use your money. Lo havi ela ribis miucheres. So the first position taken by the Torah is that this is ribis miucheres, even though it's not after the loan is repaid. Inami, alternatively, yesh lomar delomikri ribis miucheres, ela b'meshenasan lamachar shepro. Maybe ribis miucheres is specifically where it is after the debt is repaid. Avakim shomakin ba'ot shuchayav lo asur. But since it's not, he's making the statement while the debt is still owed, it's asur, meaning it's not just ribis miucheres, but it's actually the higher level, avak ribis. That would be the other way to look at it. So the Torah brings you both views, and he's not sure. The Beis Yosef on the Torah, as explained in the Bris Yehuda is in Hey Ha'arachavtes, says that just like the Rosh views extra payment at the time that you repay a debt as worse than extra payment that shows up later because of appearances. Right? In other words, there's a difference between you lend me $1,000, I give you $1,200 at the time of repayment, versus you lend me $1,000, I give you $1,000 back, and then 2 weeks later I give you $200. It's worse for me to do it at once, to pay you the $1,200 initially, because it looks bad, right? It looks worse. So too here, says the Beis Yosef, giving the payment during the period of the loan is worse than ribis miucheres, because it looks more like, it's more ribis-like if I do it while I'm still holding your money. That's the position of the Beis Yosef as explained by the Bris Yehuda, and therefore the Bris Yehuda says it's simply avak ribis. It's not ribis miucheres. Ribis miucheres we're going to leave as a category two, where the extra payment is after the loan itself has already been repaid. If you repay it, if you give the ribis early, that's not called miucheres. Clear? In which case, the cases that we were worried about, tzedakah v'ribis being ribis miucheres, must be the cases where it's coming in after. Not the cases where it's, but like if I sell my field, I'll sell it to you, you know, at a discount or whatever. That's the idea. Third circumstance question I'm mentioning now, but we're going to come back to it later, is what if there was no kitzitza, and the extra payment is given bishas peraon, the case I just mentioned. I borrowed $1,000 from you. At the time of the payment, I hand you $1,200. So what's the status there? Is that ribis mucheres? Is that just ribis? Is it avak ribis? What is that? So that we have to come back to. Okay? But that's the key. We have ribis mukdemes, which is the advance payment in anticipation of a loan. You're in violation from the beginning. And then ribis mucheres is payment after the loan has already been repaid. And we have the nuances. We have the Ashri's view that if your kotzeitz it from the beginning, it's still ribis mucheres and not ribis kitzutza, which sounds really strange, and the view that the extra payment given during the period of the loan could be ribis miucheres. The Torah is not sure, but in general we would assume that it's worse than ribis miucheres. It's avak ribis. Okay. Why is this asur at all? Ribis mukdemes or ribis miucheres. It's not ribis kitzutza. It doesn't look like ribis kitzutza. So Nesiva Shalom writes, I brought it in Ha'aravav, Ve'ula yesh lomar, D'chol ha'degazru b'ribis miucheres, Hainu shema yavo lidei ribis kitzutza. The concern is that you might come to ribis kitzutza. Right? Right now, it's not ribis kitzutza, because you didn't do ribis kitzutza, right? Other than, again, that odd view in the Agos Ashri. But you could, if we're going to permit this, you could come to ribis kitzutza. How far is it from me giving Rabbi Yeres the extra $200 afterwards, right, to me stipulating that I'm going to give him the extra $200 afterwards? That's the concern. Ach ba'ofen sha'asu kitzitza, ela sha'aisa kitzitza ha'mesupekes, bezelo gazua to kitzitza gemura. He says, but in the event that you make a kitzitza, but it's an in-doubt kitzitza, and that's the tzarecha beribis case that we dealt with. So I'll just mention one of them, because not everybody here was here for tzarecha beribis. I borrow money from Yaron, and one of the terms of the deal that I make with Yaron is, in the event that I ever sell off my field, I'll sell it to you at a discount. So I may never sell off the field. So it's kitzitza, and it's mucheres, but it's misupekes. It's in doubt. So therefore, I'm not concerned that should be considered ribis mucheres, because it could never come to ribis kitzitza. That's the idea. Jerry?
The whole idea of kitzitza is that you have discussed it, you have limited it, you have said something.
Yeah.
It's nothing. When you haven't done that, it's Otherwise, there wouldn't be this concept of tzitzah.
Except that katsutsa could really be as simple as I'm going to give you 1,200 and that will count as katsutsa also. It does not need to be a percentage fixed by whatever. It doesn't need to be a calculation. Katsutsa means I set up from the beginning, I'm going to give you ribbis.
Whatever it is, but it has to be something set up between the two of them.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, no. And, I mean, the field case. No. Only because I'm being short in my words. The field case could be where Yaron said to me, "I'd really like your field. I'm going to extend you a loan, but I want that. I want the rights to buy the field." You know. I mean, it doesn't have to be the way I'm speaking in shorthand.
Unless you really say a lot, it's not. And you shouldn't be worried about it.
I don't think that's true, though. I mean, look at what we said before. If you make a binding commitment. It doesn't matter whether there was a conversation or not. If I make a commitment which is binding on me to pay, that's good enough to call that katsutsa. Theoretically, the lender could have said nothing. It doesn't matter. And he's in violation for not saying no. That would be correct. So we have an iser derabanan of lest we come to ribis katsutsa. Granted that, ribis katsutsa sometimes is an involved conversation. It doesn't have to be. Now, despite the gzera derabanan, we have extra leniencies when it comes to ribis mukdemes, ribis mulcheres, and this is what I was saying to Jeffrey before. Number one, I already mentioned it. I brought you the Ramah here, but I already mentioned it. It's Sor Zayin, the Ramah saying that when you're dealing with ribis mukdemes, ribis mulcheres, there is no chiyuv to return it. Latzei sidei shamayim. I gave shir on that way back when. Why are we lenient? If it's gzeira derabanan, why should we be lenient here? So the Vilna Gaon says something funny in Sor Ches. He says, the reason why Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mukheres are not subject to the Let's Say Shamayim obligation is Dahab Matana Yahava, because he gave it as a gift. All it was a gift. And immediately when you see that, you have to ask, what in the world are you talking about? He gave it as a gift. The concept of a gift is that there is Mechila, right? That you forgive any claim you have to it. But we don't accept Mechila when it comes to Ribbis. So the Bris Yehuda, right, that's a core principle. We don't accept Mechila when it comes to Ribbis. The Bris Yehuda offers an explanation for how this works, which we'll have to come back to at the end, but I'll say it right now. At any rate, the Bris Yehuda in Perek Ches Ha'ara Kuf Yud explains, this is the way it works. In general, we don't accept Mechila. Okay? In general. Meaning, in the event that that Jeffrey lends me $1,000 and I give him $1,200 and he says, wait, you gave me extra $200 and I say I am mochel, that doesn't entitle him to keep the $200 because, as a general rule, the borrower doesn't want to pay. And the mechila, therefore, is deficient.
Assuming that it was set up that way in the beginning?
Even if it wasn't set up that way in the beginning, it's not katsutsa. Jeffrey, when he says to me, wait, there's $1,200 here.
Well, then why wouldn't we assume that the borrower wouldn't want to pay in that case?
Because people don't like paying more than they have to.
But he did it so free will.
Well, that's
decided to do it.
Right, well, that's the Meucheres case. I just, the Shas Peron, maybe I don't, and just, cause I don't like the Shas Peron case. We have to come back to the Shas Peron case. So maybe let me hold the Shas Peron discussion. But generally speaking, we assume it is obligatory. In a Ribbis Meucheres case, it's clearly not obligatory. Because I paid you back and you tore up the document and there was nothing to bind me to pay this. So since I wasn't obligated to do it and I did it anyway, Mechila after the fact works. That's the Bris Yehuda's explanation for why the Vilna Gaon is willing to accept this Mechila. And that's consistent with the classic case, which we're going to discuss over and over again, of Ravina on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Source test. Ravina Abayod Zuzi Livnei Akra Deshan Vasa. Ravina gave money to the people in the port city to give him wine, to sell him wine. Vishach Chileit Fei Kufisa. After a while, it came time for them to pay the wine. There was a lapse of time in the middle. When they paid him, they poured him a little extra wine. So Asla Kameh to Ravashi. He comes to Ravashi and he says, you want a lechayim? No, he comes to Ravashi and Amarle, Mishari. He says, am I allowed to accept this extra wine? Amarle in, he says, yes, you're fine. Achulei hudakam machli gabach. They are mochel. And Rashi says on there in source Yud, ha'olvola pasakta imam, since it was never said that they had to give you more than you had the right to, umidaitam nos nimlach. They're giving it to you of their own volition. Vein mazkirin Lomar Bischamo Sech Shayu Batelos Islaino. They didn't say, because that would make it Ribbis Mucheres, It's for the money that you left with us. Matana v'almahi. It is a magic word, gift. Which again, we have to come back to, but the point right now is, we are lenient because we assume in a ribbis mukdemes, ribbis mucheres case, there is valid mechila because nothing forced him to do this. He did it on his own. Clear? Okay. Yeah.
When the Gra is talking about the Gra that we just looked at, he uses the word matana.
Yes.
He's referring to actual cases of ribbis mukdemes, ribbis mucheres.
Correct.
Finding those in matana also.
Correct. That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah.
Right.
His comment is on the Ramah. Yeah. Okay.
So there's at least two types of matana.
Yes. Yes. Matana is going to get worse before it gets better. And it may not get better. Okay.
To summarize all of Rivas.
Okay. So here's a key limitation on the Rivas prohibition here. And this is something that hopefully you saw in preparing. If not, you've seen it before because we've discussed it before. Which is, you can't really think that all gifts before a loan or following the loan are going to be prohibited. Everything is going to be under Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mucheres. There has to be some declaration that associates this with the loan. It's only prohibited as Ribbis Mucheres / Ribbis Mukdemes if at least one of the following is true. Either the gift has the appearance of Ribbis, if it looks like Ribbis, he has a problem, or the borrower intends it as Ribbis. As you saw back in the Mishnah that we brought in the beginning in Source Aleph, right? This is for the sake of you extending it to me. Now, once you say that intent for ribris prohibits it, that means intent for a pure gift is fine. Right? That's your other option. At the end, we're going to have to discuss what sort of gift intent is okay. But fundamentally, you've now opened the door. Once you say that intent for ribbis is a problem, that means intent for not ribbis is okay. But the only time it's going to be prohibited as mucheres / mukdemes is either if it looks like ribbis or if there is intent for ribbis. Regarding looking like ribbis, the issue of appearances. So to permit, it must not look like ribbis. Why would the appearance be an issue? So the general assumption is like what the Ramah says in Source Yid Aleph. This is the classic, very important line in Shulchan Aruch on Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mucheres. Asu lahaktim ribbis al-acher oso. You may not give ribbis early, you may not give ribbis late. Ketzad. Nasan einav lilvos menu vayimashagir lo doron. You decided you wanted a loan from this guy, and you sent him a gift. And the Ramah says, upiresh bishvil sheyilveyu. You specified that this is in order to get a loan from him. Or, and here's the appearance line, shumatana meruba demistamahavi kiilu piresh lo. You give a large gift, and the assumption is that it's as though you were mefaresh. That's all we need to read right now. We have to come back to this later on, but the point right now is, you gave a large gift, and therefore it looked like that's what your intent is. You have given away your intent. So even if you didn't say anything, everyone looks at this and knows you didn't just give him this gift, stam. It's because of the loan. However, there is a smug who floats this a little bit differently, and I don't really know what to make of it, but at least I had to bring it. And this is what I was talking about yesterday with all the different ways to look at appearances. But the smug I brought you from the Beis Yosef in Source Yud Beis, Ubismakasav, Dibidavar Mua Mutter, a small gift would be fine. The Efsher Shim Hayaragi Lishloach Lo Afilu Dava Maruba Mutter. It could be that if you normally send him such gifts, then even if it's a large gift, it's fine. Dekaven Shayaragi Lishloach Lo Kol Kach, since he normally sends him such gifts, Belav Hachi, without it being for a loan, Sulo Mischazi Karibis, it no longer looks like ribis. It sounds to me like he is making this a broader Mechzi Karibis issue. It's not so much you betrayed what your intent is, it's that the onlooker thinks this is ribis. Having nothing to do with betraying what you were thinking inside. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Ribbis Zayin requires that any justification of the gift be yadua lakol. So in other words, if you say, well, I normally send such gifts, it isn't sufficient that you know you normally send such gifts, and that the recipient know that you normally send such gifts, but everybody has to know. Otherwise, we have a Mechzeh Karibis issue. So what are examples of appearances of Ribis? So one we just saw in the Ramah, Matana Meruba. right? A large gift is an example of it. The Shach, I brought you a new gimbal. I'm going to skip it in the interest of time. But says, living in somebody's yard, using his avadim, those are like the large gifts. The observer doesn't know what you normally do. The Bris Yehuda notes, The Bris Yehuda notes that we have no threshold to define large. So what do you do? So I would default to the Shach on this, in Source Yedalid. The Shach writes, because of Bago's Drisha B'Shem Maharshal, D'chol Ma She'Yedua She'B'Lav Hachi Lo Haya Osa Lo Klal Havi Matana Meruba Ba'Aser. Right? I thought that was a reasonable standard. Any time where someone looking at it is going to think you wouldn't be doing this without, you know, the benefit of the loan, that's Matana Meruba. And then he says, he adds on, V'Nira Li, Da'akol Lafi Ha'inyan U'Lafi Mashanikar Badaz Mishalayach. It's all based on the context and based on what you can tell of the mindset of the person sending it. And he says there's even no debate, there's no machlokas, it's just that there are different ways to look at the same circumstance. But fundamentally, everybody's point is the same. If I look at this and think that's not something he'd be sending otherwise, then it's a problem. Then it's an appearance of ribis. And similarly, the Shach says, you know, for an unusual gift. So in Tezvav, I brought you from the Shach, the Rambam, the Kishalohaya Ragil Mikodem, if this is not something he normally does, even if it's not Meruba. Yeah.
It's like the reasonable man.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
So we have a concern if other people see this, they might consider it as ribis?
Yeah. Well, that was the idea of it being about Mexican ribis.
I know,
yeah.
But we have that. We raised this sometime back in the winter where, like, people don't know what's going on between two people.
Right.
Like,
correct.
You know, I send you a check for $1,000 in the mail or send you a gift. Like,
correct.
What's going on?
Right. And the Nesiva Shalom makes that point that loans have changed fundamentally. In the old days, you went out and you got witnesses and you went to the base and you had a sofa write up a document and everybody knew there was a loan.
Right.
Today, the loans are much less known and that can work in our favor. Potentially, that can work in our favor.
I don't remember what the subject was.
I remember. Yeah, but the Nesiva Shalom says.
Or a car or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, okay. So the mind living in someone's yard, all these cases, it will be no gaya. So it's not going to be ribis mukdemes, ribis mukheres, unless you have one of the following two. Either it looks like ribis, or the intent is for it to be ribis. Well, that leaves a question. What if the borrower intends it is ribis, but never says so? Has any iser been violated? I meant it as ribis. I told the world it was a present. But I meant it as ribis. So what's the deal? So we have two sources that support the idea that it's only a problem if you state it explicitly. One is the Mishnah we saw in the first place, which actually the wording, if you go back to Source Aleph, the wording was the Omer Bishvil Shatalveni, the Omer Bishvil Maosecha Shayu Batelos Etzli. Right? I didn't leave anything to the imagination. I said so. Also, in the Ravina case, right? The case in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, in which Ravina is paid the extra wine, right? So Rashi made the comment that they were mochel. So Rashi, Tosos, the Rashba, the Rush, say it's only a problem of Miucheres if they say explicitly what it is for. If it's not stated, then you're going to be okay. Those support the idea that that ribis mucheres, as well as ribis mukdemes, is only an issue if the intent is actually stated. The Ramban, Ritva disagree. The Rambam I brought you in Source Tezayin from Hilchos Mavo Velova Hey Yud Aleph. Oser lahakdim aribas alahacher oso ketzad nasan ein avlovos imenu by mishalech lo sivlonos. If he decided he wanted a loan and he sent the guy gifts bishvil sheyelveu for him to then lend him zor ribas mukdemes. He said nothing about making any specific statement. It's why you did it and it's already oser. That's the position of the Rambam. What am I going to do with the Mishnah and Ayin Hey, which had the language of you said it? Lav Davka. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Ritva, he seems not to have that edition of the Mishnah. interestingly. And as far as Ravina, and I am Gimel Amud Beis. So there are other ways to explain why Ravina is allowed to keep the money. It isn't necessarily because it's Ribbis Mugdemes Meucheres. It isn't necessarily because of that. It could be because it's Derech Mekach. There are other ways to explain away Ravina, which we're going to come to.
So according
it doesn't have to be because it was unstated.
So the Rambam wouldn't make the difference between Matan and Meruba or not. If you have that intent, like if I'm trying to grease the wheel the whole time, then it doesn't
help you.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you. Yeah. So.
The
napkin, right. So, yeah, in other words, what if I find out later? I'm the lender. He gives it to me. I thought everything was on the up and up. Later on, I find out he intended it as interest.
They're saying to give it back even once it's the Shemai.
Because that makes it Mugdavis Mukhar. Sorry, so that's fair. But what if I know that that's his intent? He didn't say so. But I know that that's what he had in mind.
So it's taking it in
yeah.
the first place?
Correct. I mean, I'm going to come back to your point in a second, because actually is a very interesting side note to this that your question is going to point
to.
Does
the Rambam mention the Rishis idea?
No. He mentions Matana Maruba. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I think he does actually. I'm not sure, actually. Does the Rambam mention Matana Maruba? And I don't think he does actually come to think of it. Well, no. I mean, he'll argue that may be... It still may be a gilui. It's still demonstrated. Matan Rub is just an example that the Ramah brings from a particular case. But he will agree fundamentally with the concept, I think. So we have a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch regarding unstated intent. It's so that when you get to the Shulchan Aruch, which we already brought back in Yud Aleph, the language of the Mechaber was Nasan le'in ablobos v'menu v'yemashagir lo doron. Right? It's already a problem if you send the gift even without saying anything. He's like the Rambam. Whereas the Ramah follows the view of Rashi, tells us the Rash, and he says, Upi Reish. It's a problem if you specify what it is for. The Bris Yehuda writes in Perek Hey, Ha'ara Tezayin, that most posts can follow the Ramah. If you didn't say anything, it's not an issue. That's the we follow. But here's an interesting point, which goes back to Adam's point. The Bris Yehuda in Perek Hey Ha'ari Yates quotes the Tiferes Lamoshe, who asks, at these levels of ribbis, meaning ribbis mukdemes, ribbis miucheres, only the lender is guilty. The borrower is not guilty. So who cares what the borrower was silently intending? The lender doesn't think of it as ribbis. It's his issue, not the borrower's issue. And he didn't cite an answer, and I don't know where the Tiferes Lamoshe was, and at midnight I wasn't going to look it up. But I thought that was a really interesting point. Who cares about the borrower's intent if it's the lender's issue? Not sure. I also had this other added note from Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Shach in Kusamach Yud, but I'm going to skip it. Okay.
It's everybody's issue.
Sorry?
It's everybody's issue.
No, it's not. When you're dealing with Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Mulcheres, there is no issue for the borrower. The issue is only for the lender. It's everybody's issue when you're dealing with a higher level, when you're dealing with Ribbis Del Reisa, Ribbis Gitzutza. Correct. Correct.
This could be one of the many rises against them.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you're going to say that we don't agree with that, but I think we generally do, so it's hard. Okay. A limit on the leniency of Ribbis Mukdemes, right? We've said Ribbis Mukdemes is not Ribbis Gitzutza, and it's not at the time of Peraon, the time of payment, so it's not really Ribbis. But if he intends it as Ribbis, or it has the appearance of Ribbis, then it's Ribbis Mukdemes, right? That's what we've said. But here's a key limitation to the leniency. It only has the lenient status of Ribbis Mukdemes if it's not contingent on the loan. We discussed this in my add-on part about the credit unions. In the event that if I don't get the loan, I get my money back, then it's not Ribbis Mukdemes anymore. Now it's Ribbis Kitsutsa. Right? So the credit union case, for those who didn't hear the audio that I recorded of it, in the event that all of us paid dues to a credit union, with the expectation that eventually we're going to be able to get a loan. When I come to them for a loan, they say to me, no, we're not giving you a loan. For whatever reason, they refuse me a loan, then I'm going to go to them and say that I want my dues back. Well, in that case, that's not Ribbis Mukdemes, that's Ribbis Kitsutsa. Right? Because it's fixed. The key determinant is, could the giver of this gift demand a refund if the loan were not extended? Rabbi Akiva Eger is the one who makes this point. And he asks the question, even if it is contingent, how could it be Ribbis Kitsutsa? It was given before the loan ever happened, right? Jerry's definition of Kitsutsa requires that we had a sit down and that something was said. But the loan never happened. So the Shar Deya says in Kuf Samach Gimel that it doesn't matter. The fact that it's explicitly payment for the loan is sufficient to make it Ribbis Kitsutsa. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, that's not why. I brought you Rabbi Akiva Eger on the sheet in Source Yud Zayin. He says, the key is, the words I bolded at the end, Ubishas halva havi kenosein lo. Because in the event that my gift is contingent on getting the loan, then really, my gift doesn't become the lender's property until he extends the loan. It wasn't his until then. Only when he gives me the loan does this money now really become his. And therefore, it's considered ribis kitsutsa. Adam.
How can you give a gift which is going to be refundable unless someone gives you a loan without explicitly making that known to the person when you give it?
So I think it is considered to be known to the person. In other words, the credit union knows that if they break the rules are, I'm supposed to get a loan in exchange for being a member. So if they don't give it to me, then I'm entitled to a refund of my membership.
You just made a deal now, you just haven't made the loan.
Right, it's just funny because it's cut so it's before the loan ever happened. That's what makes it strange. But that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Ha'ara. I should note that Nesiva Shalom challenges Rabbi Akiva Eiger based on the Tarsha of Rav Chama. Right? In the Tarsha of Rav Chama, there's an agent. The agent takes the goods of the lender, right? Takes them somewhere else, sells them off, uses the money from the sale, and then is going to give me the money back. Right? That was Tarsha of Rav Chama. And we said that you have to pay the agent for his tircha. Because if you don't pay the agent for his tircha, then his tircha, his strain, is ribis mukdemes. Right? He worked for me to sell off my goods before he ever received a loan from me. That was the case there. So the Nesiva Shalom says, wait a minute, that shouldn't be called ribis mukdemes. Because if I don't pay him for the labor, he's able to demand payment for the labor. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that should be ribis kitsutsa. It's a ha'ara from the Nesiva Shalom. Okay, side note, but interesting. In any case, that's your limitation on the leniency of ribis mukdemes. Ribis mukdemes is only if it is a non-refundable gift. If it can be refunded for failure to lend, then it's not called ribis mukdemes, it's called ribis kitsutsa, with Rabbi Akiva Eiger's explanation or the Shardei's explanation. Fine. There's also a limitation on liability for ribis mucheres. Again, we said, ribis mucheres, if I give the gift late, is not ribis kitsutsa, right? It wasn't fixed in it originally, and it's not being given at the time of the payroll, at the time of the payment, so it's not really ribis. But if I intend it as ribis, or it has the appearance of ribis, then it's ribis mucheres. So the limitation is time. Does the concern for ribis mucheres really go on forever? Right? Jerry extended a loan to me in 1995. In the year 2017, I say, you know, I'd like to send him a bottle of wine for Yontif. Is that now ribis mucheres? So the Beis Yosef says, of course not. Source Yudches, Nero Li Lomar. Da'ad kan lo asrina ribis mukdemes umi ucheres. This applies for ribis mukdemes as well. I framed it in terms of ribis mucheres, but it's actually for both. He says, lo asrina ribis mukdemes umi ucheres. Ella samuch ktsas lahalva. If it's somewhat close to the time of the loan, avu b'mufleges harbe. But if it's long after or before, ein lachush klal v'afilu matanam rabbanami shari kol shustam. And even if it's a large gift, doesn't make a difference. We take that as long as I don't say this is for it. That's good enough. That's the idea. We have no such concerns. And the basis for this is a difficult tosos in Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Without going into the Gemara itself in great depth, the Gemara is talking about somebody who was credible with documents that he wrote in his own hand, instead of getting a sofer and getting everything formally done. And they said this person was a zakein echad. It's in Source Yitas. It was a zakein echad by a malva l'chol bnei akfar. It was a certain elderly man who used to lend money to everybody in the village. And as a result, they gave him this extra credibility that he could write these documents in his own hand. So Tosfos asks, the discussion there in context is about get. And you're talking about documents for loans. You can't bring any proofs for get, which is what they want to do, based on documents for loans. They're entirely different types of documents. So Tosfos says, no, these weren't documents for loans. These were documents for gifts. And that's what Tosfos writes. You see the words I bolded in Source Chaf. Shayamava l'chol bnei ha'ir, gam heim ha'yu osim lo tova v'nosim lo b'matana o mochrim lo sados. In gratitude for him being the city lender, you needed capital. He would lend you money, they would give him presents, and they would sell him fields. And that's what would go on. And you look at it and say, that's called Ribbis. What are you talking about, Tosfos? Have you not been here all year? How in the world can you get away with that? So the answer has to be that this was done long, or one answer is. We're going to come to other answers later. But the answer that we're suggesting as a basis for the Beis Yosef is that the gifts were long after the loan. And therefore, it was just we have a relationship. It wasn't about extra for the loan. Now, the Shach notes, you can't do that if you actually say it's interest for the loan, right? We saw that already, actually, in the wording of the Beis Yosef. It has to be stam.
No matter how long it is.
Correct.
So, does the Beis Yosef totally do away with intent, then?
In the case where it's long after, he doesn't care about intent. Right? As long as you don't say anything, long after, long before, that's correct.
So, if a billionaire joins the show, and I know in 2 years from now I'm going to need a huge loan for some business venture that I'm already planning. So the first 18 months I could just be super nice to this guy, give him lots
of gifts. Because remember, the whole concern is Gzeirah d'Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't fit the biblical ribbis anyway. Because it's long before, it's not Ketzutza and so on. So what we're saying is the Rabbanim was not created for the case in which it's long before, long after, and you never said anything.
Would it be possible to have a case in which you're actually mefarish and it still doesn't count because it just doesn't make any sense?
A case in which you're mefarish and it still doesn't count? Not that I know of.
Because, I mean, technically, the same logic would apply.
Once you say this is extra payment, I'm finally getting around to paying you my ribbis.
What?
I'm finally getting around to paying you my ribbis. There are people who do this. That's the argument you can make.
That was concluded between us. It was never something that was agreed upon, right?
It's right, so it's not... So, right.
5 years after the loan...
Right. I've never seen anybody suggest that mefarish would be okay. Yeah. Okay, that brings us to our next piece here, which goes back to the discussion in the very beginning. Right? I gave you three questions related to the Ribbis Meucheres category. Right? We dealt with the case where it was katsutz from the beginning to be Meucheres. We dealt with the case where it's Ribbis Meucheres, but it's paid before the loan is ever due. But the third question was the one I said we had to come back to. What if it's not katsutza? But it's going to be paid b'sha'as peyra'on. Okay? At the time of the debt, I borrowed $1,000 from Ian, and I'm going to pay you back $1,000. I show up on the day that the debt is due, and I give him $1,200. Is he allowed to keep the extra $200? So on the face of it, this is not encompassed in the Mishnah Ayheyabez on Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Meucheres. This is simply a Bak Ribbis, right? Don't keep it. This is simply a Vak Ribbis, and that's what it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch. I brought it for you in Chafalev. Right? Afilu malova nosin lo yosir midaito b'sha'as peraon shlo hisneimo. If the borrower gives him extra without having stipulated any such thing, but at the time of the payment he gives it to him, ve'eno omer shenosin lo yosir b'shvil ribbis. He doesn't say this is ribbis. Here's $1,200. Usur. No good. You're not allowed to, that is not allowed. Simple and straightforward. The problem is the Rashba, because the Rashba appears to label it as Ribbis Meucheres. The Rashba's case is in Source Chaf Beis. I'll do it outside in the interest of time. But the case involves an investing partner and a managing partner. The investing partner has given money to the managing partner to govern for him. And the terms of the agreement are that the managing partner is not using the money at all. The managing partner is giving all the proceeds back to the investing partner except for part of it, which is actually going to go to his independent son. Fine. However, along the way, the managing partner borrowed money from the enterprise, and when he finished with the money, he put the money back into the enterprise with profit. Then the time comes when he is supposed to go back to the managing partner and give him back his money. And he says, you know, actually, come to think of it, I can't give you the profits. Why? Because I've been borrowing all along. It would be ribbis if I gave you the profits. This wasn't just money I was managing for you. It was money I borrowed from you. Oops. That's the, now it's ribbis. I can't give that back to you. So the question comes to the Rashba. What's the deal? And the Rashba rules, if you see the second half of Sorskov Bey's Tshuva, he says his part of the Tshuva is, I don't know what your question is. And so he's trying to sort out which part of it is the problem. Is the problem the part that I borrowed from you? Is the problem the entire thing? So he says, V'im, I added the words that are in brackets. V'im, Hasha'ilahi, Al Ribis Sheshilim, Kvar L'Selcha Esek, meaning if your question is, you borrowed $500 from the fund, and you put back in $750, and your question is about that money, Machmas Mashallah Alatma, because you borrowed $500 for yourself, Zevadei Tzicha Rabbi says, that's a hard question. Lefisha Einzela Avak Ribis. It's only Avak Ribis. Varezek Ribis Miucheres. And we view it like Ribis Miucheres, Bishvil Mal Sharubin Sharubitelos Etzlo. It's Ribis Miucheres, payment for the fact that he had the use of that $500. And here's our problem. It's Ribis Miucheres. What do you mean? It was paid back before the loan was due. Right? So why is he calling it Shas Peron? That's what this is. It's only going to be given at Shas Peron. So is this really Ribis Miucheres? So the Siva Shalom says no. He notes that the Rashba's language is not clear that the point of his leniency really is Ribis Miucheres. Even though he used the magic words, nonetheless, it's more of an Avak Ribis leniency. And he notes, the Nesiva Shalom notes, Ravina, in our story with the wine. Most we've shown him in the case with the wine, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Nimuka Yosef, the Rashba himself, say the reason why Ravina is allowed to keep the extra wine that they gave him is because it was after Peiraon. I brought you the Rosh as one example in Source Chav Gimel. In Source Chav Gimel, he says, "The militian Masisa Mashvad Alawatzir is Yucheres Al Bada Amar Le Bishul Masach Shabedel Zesli Haynu Hecha Deshalach Lo Achar Shehechzer Lo Maosav." It's because it is after. That's what's the. That's why it's Ribis Miucheres, because it's given after. If it's given during the loan, it's not called. And even Shas Peron, even at the time of repayment, that's not called Miucheres. It's not Miuchar. It's not late. And Tosfos himself makes that point by drawing the distinction on that Gemara with Ravina and Soris Chav Dalid, if the payment is given when the debt is still owed, it's different from Ribis Miucheres. And indeed, the Nesiva Shalom notes, there's another Rashba dealing with a similar question in Source Chav Hey, in which he calls it Ribis Miucheres, but he writes in Source Chav Hey, V'achar Sheparo, after the repayment. That's when it was. So the Siva Shalom says, no, you can't really call this Ribis Miucheres. And he marshals all these arguments, says it's not Ribis Miucheres. And you know what he does? Then he walks away. He says, you know, nonetheless, it's Ribis Miucheres. Treat it as Ribis Miucheres, give it all that time, Ian can keep my money. Why? Well, first of all, because you can't get around the fact that the Rashba and that Shuva use the term Ribis Miucheres. That's number one. Number two, the Chavis Das in Kuf Samach Dalet and the Shardeya in Kuf Samach Aleph both, in fact, apply the Kula of Ribis Miucheres, even if it's paid B'Shas Peraon. And the Nesiva Shalom doesn't like their proofs, but he says, what am I supposed to do? It's the Chavis Das and the Shardeya. And he says, in any case, since this whole thing is Avak Ribis, the obligation for Ian to repay it to me would only be Lasis Yidei Shemayim, is to satisfy God. Maybe, I don't know, it's bad to say it the night before Rosh Hashanah, maybe God can be satisfied. And not only that, you call him our Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Hu, that's good. And the Radbaz and the Vilna Gaon are generally lenient for all Avak Ribis regarding Latzeis Yedei Shamayim. So therefore he says, I don't agree that this is what the Rashba meant, but you could be Mekil anyway. In the event that somebody makes an extra payment at Sha'as Peraon at the time of repayment, it's called Ribis Miucheres. And therefore, there's no obligation to refund it. I think so. That's how we started with Kuf Samach Dalet, right? And the Shulchan Aruch used the word Asur. So, yes. It's so strange. What if the extra payment is done behavla'a with the other money? So that's certainly better. Meaning, I didn't say to Ian, here's $1,000 and $200. I gave him a stack of money and I said, here's my repayment. Right? That's what I did. So it's not mefarish, right? It's stam.
In a way, it's worse. Yeah. It's not after.
So take a look at this. Here's an look at these sources, because we're running out of time. The source Chavav. The Gemara above Mitzia. V'amr of Nachman. Hayman da'ozit pshitei mechavrei v'ashkech beitofayna. There are different ways that this Gemara may be read. I'm reading it the classic way. There was a loan, and then the borrower pays him back, and the lender finds his extra. So the Gemara says, if, based on the structure of the loan and the circumstances, it looks like this could just be a mistake, you have to refund it. But if not, matana be'alma hudiyayev lei, it's a gift. Enjoy. Why is this okay? Says the Taz in Source of Zion. He says in his discussion there, shekan mari acher shemona hamaos beberer mosif loktas, because in this case he is giving him back extra. It's a matana. What in the world does that mean? So the Nesiv HaShalom quotes a Beis Meir to explain. The Nesiv HaShalom is in Kuf Samach Dalet Osios Beis and Gimel. He quotes a Beis Meir to explain the logic, which I have to say I don't understand how it fits with the Taz's words. But what he says is, when people want, when people are paying something as ribbis, they want the lender to know. They want the lender to know, I'm giving you extra. Maybe because they want to be able to get another loan in the future. But they want the lender to know they gave extra. If he just slips it in, it's clearly just gratitude that is causing him to give more. I don't understand, because the Taz makes it sound like he really does give it separately. But that's the Nesiv HaShalom's argument for this, and therefore he says you're allowed to accept it if it's done behavla. I should note there are other justifications for accepting the money on Samach Yom Lamed Beis. There are different ways to read the case. It's a longer discussion that we won't be able to do right now. But presumably, according to this view, those who prohibit mukdemes miucheres sam would be prohibiting only if it wasn't done bishas peron bahavla, right? So it would appear. Okay. Worth noting, two other heterim for sha'as peraon, and with this I'm going to conclude and I'll have to do the gifts thing by recording. One, sha'as peraon, if I do it at sha'as peraon, it might be okay if I do it derech mekach. If the whole thing was not a straight loan, but instead it was a commercial deal. And that goes back to Ravina receiving extra wine. The Nemuka Yosef mentioned the possibility that the reason why Ravina is allowed to keep the extra wine is because it didn't come to him via repayment of a debt. He had paid them money for a purchase, and now they gave him more than he had thought he was buying. Why does this work? So the Taz says it works because Derech Mekach is always Derabanan. Right? In general, loans are only biblically prohibited if they are loan. A rib is only biblically prohibited if it's a loan, not a derech mekach. And that goes back to the beginning of the parak. That's one answer. However, the second answer is fascinating. It's because ozule kamozli gabe. We don't assume that really what's being given is interest. Rather, I thought I was buying $1,000 worth of wine, which equals 500 barrels. However, they gave me a discount. They gave me a cheaper price than I thought I was giving. Ozuli kamozli gabe. They are reducing the price on this. That's the idea. Rabbi Kivi Eger says, well, that in that case, it only works if the way this happened was like Ravina's case. You prepaid and now you received extra goods. As opposed to the flip side case. The flip side case would be where I sold you goods and you're delaying payment and then you give me more money at the end. So on the one hand, that's derech mekach. Right, you give me extra money. On the other hand, you don't have the ability to say, well, it's just a better rate. So so that's an interesting note from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think I brought it for you on the sheet in Chav Ches. Okay, but that's one case in which everyone's going to agree derech peraon is more lenient. And then the last one, which should be obvious but has to be discussed, is convenience. Because this happens all the time. What if I borrowed $99 from somebody? Now it's time to pay him back, and I have a $100 bill. Now what am I going to do? I have to sit here and wait while he goes and finds a loony. It's inconvenient. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, too bad. The Minchas Yitzchak says, this is only acceptable, it's in Tes Peches, in the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, in order for you to be able to rely on saying, well, it's inconvenient for me, and that's my justification for doing this, it has to be inconvenient for both sides. He says, it's like when we say that Talmidei Chachamim can exchange loans with Ribbis because they know that Ribbis is Asur and they're doing it as gifts. That only works if they're both Talmidei Chachamim. So the Yichud Chas Yitzchak says, here too would have to be a Tircha for both. The Nesiv HaShalom disagrees. He says, no, it's not analogous. The Talmid Chacham case looks like Ribbis and just relies on their state of mind to defuse it. Here, it doesn't look like Ribbis at all. Everybody knows what's going on. You said keep the change because you don't want to bother. That's what's going on. So therefore, he's not so comfortable with the Minchas Yitzchak. He thinks it would be okay, but then he stops short. When he does a summary at the end of the siman and he gives you his conclusions, he doesn't say this is mutter, presumably because he's deferring to the Minchas Yitzchak. However, when it comes to quantity, he's fine. So I borrowed half a bottle of ketchup from you. Right? I now want to pay you back, And I don't, you know, I'm going to sit here and figure out how much of the ketchup was gone from the bottle, right? It takes us back to our discussions. So the Nesiva Shalom says, that's just fine. Everybody knows what's going on. This is clearly not a case of ribis miucheres. This is a case of, let me make my life easier by not having to figure out exactly how much ketchup I owe you.
But what if it's clearly more, and I'm a father? That's already a problem.
But again, it's a matter of convenience. Everybody knows it's more.
No, but it's just saying it's a matter of convenience because we don't want to start going into the measurements of it. But what if it's very clearly a larger amount?
No, it's not that we don't want to go through the measurements. It's that, what am I going to do? I'm going to get another receptacle and pour off some ketchup from it?
So you're saying, so that would even justify me giving you a whole bottle of ketchup in place of a half
yes.
of ketchup?
Assuming that it really is a tircha that people would recognize as a tircha. And this is consistent with the Shita Mekubetzes, and with this I'll conclude. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes a rush on Ayin Hayamad Aleph. You're dealing with a discussion about B'nai Chabura who are makbid against each other. Right? You have people in a group, and they're very precise in their dealings with each other. So in the Gemara, which I brought in Chavtes, Shmuel said that if people are makbid with each other, they are in violation of Ribbis. So Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Rosh. He says, what ribbis? Where's your ribbis? Just the opposite. They're makbid. They're very careful. So each guy is going to give precisely what it is. He says, Yesh lomar demikom makom, pamshu bosh laharos shu makbid. No, the issue isn't they're makbid in practice. They're makbid mentally. Right? They're very upset if they don't get back everything that they gave the other guy. But in practice, they're embarrassed to demonstrate that. So they say, don't worry about it. Right? But he's makbid inside. Inside, he's steaming that he didn't get back everything that he wanted. So therefore, it's a ribbis problem, right? That's what the Rosh says, and that's a case of ribbis of extra quantity. But that Gemara says it's only ribbis according to Hillel. Hillel, who doesn't accept, going back to our Sa'ah discussion, the idea that when it's small quantities, people don't care, right? Hillel did not accept that, but the Rabbanan do. So therefore, the heter of small loans will apply to quantity ribbis. That was the point out of that Shita Mekubetzes. The Nesiva Shalom says that in Kuf Samach Beis, Aleph Tezvav. So what we got through is we defined basically ribbis mukdemes, ribbis miucheres. Ribbis mukdemes is the early payment, violated when you extend the when you give the early payment. Ribbis miucheres is the payment after the loan is over. If you were kotzei at the beginning that it should be done after the loan is over, that seems to be ribbis ketzutza, except for that ushri and a couple of notes from the Chris Yehuda. If there was no ketzutza and it's given during the time when the loan is repaid, you have a machlokas within the tour. Two different possibilities, I should say, within the tour. But we generally assume it's avak ribbis, not ribbis miucheres. It's usher because it might bring you to ribbis ketzutza. But it's only a little lesser. We have extra leniencies like you don't need to do the latzitzi de shamayim. We said that it's only ribbis mukdemes, ribbis miucheres, if either it looks like ribbis or you intend it to be ribbis. Perhaps that intent needs to be stated, a la the Rosh Ramah Tur, and that's what we follow, against the Ramban Ritva, who say it has to be declared. We said that the leniency of Ribbis Mukdemes will not apply in the event that that you actually could demand a refund if you didn't get the loan. We said that you're only liable for Ribbis Mukdemes close to the time of the loan, not indefinitely.
Unless you're
Mefarish. In which case all bets are off. And then in terms of paying non-ketsutza at the time of pay ra'on, the Rashba seems to call a ribbis mucheres. Nobody else does. The Nesiva Shalom still backs down. However, you have other grounds for leniency anyway if it's done behavlah, non-mefarish and done behavlah. Then we'll be okay with this at Shas Peron. And we have the two other heterim for Shas Peron. One is if it's derech mekach, at least if you're getting extra goods. And the other is if it's done for the sake of convenience. There's more to say, including the discussion that I wanted to get to about gifts to the lender being all right. So, B'li Neder, what I will do is I'll record the bit on gifts and send out a link so you can catch that as well. Thank you very much. See you.